In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we celebrate the Wednesday of Ember Week in Lent. I read that traditionally there are two principal objects for the Ember days for this time of the year. The first is to offer to God the season of spring, and by fasting and prayer, to draw down his blessing upon it. The second is to ask God to enrich with his choicest graces the priests and sacred ministers who were to receive their ordination in the coming days. Dom Prosper Gerogeur states that the Epistle of the Mass consists of two lessons from sacred scripture. Today the Church brings before us the two great types of Lent, Moses and Elijah, in order to impress us with an idea of the importance of these 40 days fast, which Christ himself solemnly consecrated when he observed it, and thus fulfilled in his own person what the law and the prophets had but prefigured. Ephrem the Syrian, who is a father from the 4th century, commented on the meal that the angel gave to the prophet Elijah prior to his own journey in the desert for 40 days. And that meal consisted of water and bread baked in ashes. Ephrem the Syrian said this: allegorically, the bread baked in the ashes has two different meanings. On the one hand, it immediately shows the toils of penitence which the ashes symbolize perfectly, since they are a figure of mourning and of a contrite heart. The unleavened bread soaked in ashes and the water are also the food of the poor and the miserable. He continues, but we can say with greater accuracy that they are figures of all the righteous for whom the providence of the Creator has established a course of life in the paths of privation. Therefore, he leads them through much suffering, privation of food, and a severe fast in order to purify them completely from all filth of earthly things. Then he guides them to the mountain, which is the perfection and the accomplishment of the saints. Those are the words of Ephrem the Syrian. The lengthy fast that Moses and Elijah endured prefigure the fast that our Lord made prior to his public ministry. And these fasts were to prepare for what was ahead. We too participate in 40 penitential days of Lent to prepare for the solemnity of Easter. May these days of fasting prepare our hearts and make us more disposed to participate in the solemnity of the resurrection. During these sacred days of Lent, may we humbly receive the Eucharist, the bread of life, which nourishes us for our path to God's holy mountain. It sustains us in our trials, heals our many wounds, and cleanses us of our iniquities. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.